Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. It seems that we are being catapulted through these tumultuous times at warp speed. In the midst of such dramatic changes, it's often difficult to stay focused on the positive things that we want to co-create in our lives. It is possible, however, to ride out this necessary purging process in relative harmony. We just need to remember that the price for freedom is eternal vigilance. Through our concentrated efforts, we can prevent ourselves from becoming overwhelmed with extreme situations surfacing all around us, and we can change what is happening in our lives in the most positive way. The new moon solar eclipse, which took place on January 25th and 6th of this year, 2009, the full moon lunar eclipse, which will take place February 9th, 2009, and this two-week period that we're in now between the two eclipses are providing a unique window of opportunity through which the light of God will flow to greatly empower whatever we focus our attention on. Let us all make a concentrated effort to focus only on the positive things that we want to manifest in our lives and the very highest good for all life on Earth. As I mentioned, we are being catapulted through these tumultuous times at warp speed. But no matter how stressful your life is at this moment, know that you have all the skill, knowledge, courage, wisdom, and strength that you need to move God victoriously through this unprecedented time. Regardless of how helpless or hopeless you feel in the face of the adversity surfacing to be healed on this planet, you are powerful beyond your knowing. The time for you to remember that profound truth is right now. One of the most important lessons we're learning as we go through this cleansing process is that all life is interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. What affects one part of life affects all life. The statement, "We are one," clearly reflects that truth. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have stated time and again that the most powerful force on Earth is humanity's collective consciousness. During this monumental moment of change, we're receiving assistance from on high beyond anything that we've ever experienced. And the synchronicity of the unfolding divine plan may seem like a coincidence, but nothing could be further from the truth. Just before the inauguration of President Barack Obama, a plane crashed into the Hudson River in New York City. All 155 people on board were saved. This was considered a miracle by everyone who witnessed the unified efforts of all of those who were involved at the rescue. For several days, this event held the attention of people all over the world. Throughout that time, the collective consciousness of humanity bathed the earth with hope, joy, happiness, wonder, amazement, and gratitude. On Sunday, January 18th, there was an incredible concert performed in the front of the Lincoln Memorial. The title of the concert was We Are One, and it was televised all over the world. The people who watched this event were inspired and lifted up by the love and heartfelt expressions of oneness and unity for the family of humanity. And on January 19th, we celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the United States of America. President Obama and his wife Michelle asked all of us to honor Martin Luther King Day by doing community service to help the people in need in our local areas. The positive influx of light from all of these events paved the way for the historical inauguration of Barack Obama. It was reported that more people watched the inauguration of President Barack Obama than any other event in the history of television. This collective cup of humanity's consciousness was overflowing with wondrous expectations, hope, gratitude, commitment, oneness, prayers for peace, and prayers for the viable solutions to the maladies existing in the global economy. It also included prayers for every other facet of life that needs attention on this planet. Now, with these positive frequencies of light building in momentum, we're being offered another opportunity. During the solar and lunar eclipses that I mentioned, and the two-week period between the eclipses, which we are now in the midst of, we can expand the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and empower the hopes and dreams we have for our own individual lives. The company of heaven has revealed to us that the most receptive frequency of light to use in this endeavor is divine love. So as we begin our program today, please join with me and the thousands of light workers around the world who are joining with us in consciousness as we focus on the following invocation. Together, we will empower our visions, our hopes, our goals, and our dreams. Breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your own heart flame. Feel yourself becoming one with the magnificent I Am Presence, your true God reality. The title of this invocation is I Am All Love. It'll be stated in the first person so we can each experience it personally and tangibly, but together we are collectively invoking this light on behalf of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. O Supreme Presence of God within all life, into your eternal heart of love do I immerse myself and all life on this sweet earth. I consciously surrender my vehicles to be merged with the love nature of your being, until I am a pure focus of love, a living jewel in your crown of adoration. The path I walk in life leads only to love. My physical body, filled with love, becomes shining and invincible. My etheric vehicle, radiating love, transmutes the past. Love in my mind ensures the expression of your divine thoughts. Love in my feelings reaffirms that God is the only power acting. As I am thinking, feeling, and remembering only love, I know that my I Am Presence is working through me, radiating forth the perfection of my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is, to humanity and all life, which I have promised to love free. In this awakened consciousness of divine love, my spirit becomes Holy Spirit, and I am the love of God reaching out to claim this earth. In love, I magnetize all of God's blessings to me, and in love, I radiate these blessings forth to all life around me. I am the spirit of love permeating form, until all is drawn back into the indivisible whole. I feel the pulse beat of love in all life, and the continuity of love in all of the experiences I have ever known. It is all love. I was born out of love. I am evolving through love, and I am ascending back into love. I am all love, and I am grateful, and so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body as I allow these divine energies of love to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the earthly bodies of all humanity. With the dramatic purging that is going on the global economy, I'd like for us to use this powerful time today to focus on our abundance and manifesting prosperity in our lives. People all over the planet are in fear for what is occurring in their lives. They're losing their jobs, their source of income, their retirements are plummeting, and all different kinds of economic stress is appearing on the screen of life. We need to remember the reality of what abundance is and how we can magnetize it into our life. Actually, abundance is our divine birthright. That statement is not just a lofty platitude of wishful thinking. It is a profound truth. Unfortunately, humanity forgot that truth long ago. So for eons of time, we've been struggling in the quagmire created by our beliefs in lack and limitation. This self-inflicted trap has held us in the paralyzing grip of fear, poverty, greed, selfishness, and corruption for far too long. During this unprecedented moment on Earth, there is an awakening taking place within the heart and mind of every person evolving on this planet, whether they are consciously aware of it or not. This awakening is causing people everywhere to lift up in consciousness. And people are asking, who am I and why am I here? Our God selves, our I Am presence, is responding to our heartfelt inquiries. And we're beginning to perceive the bigger picture of our purpose and reason for being. We are also beginning to understand with greater clarity the reason for the events that are taking place on Earth. When humanity awakens, we begin to remember that we are not the fragmented, fear-based aspect of our personality known as the human ego. We realize that we are, in truth, beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all our Father, Mother, God has is ours. This information is prompting us to open our hearts and our minds, thus allowing the light of God to flow into the physical plane as never before. As the light of God increases on earth, everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. In August 2008, after several decades of dedicated work by the lightworkers around the world, we reached a critical mass that allowed the patterns of perfection for the new Earth to be anchored in the physical plane. These patterns include the inseparable archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. What's occurring now is that everything that conflicts with these two aspects of deity is being pushed to the surface to be healed. This cleansing process is occurring at a greatly accelerated pace, and all we have to do is watch the news or read a newspaper to confirm this fact. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are reassuring humanity that everything is unfolding in perfect alignment with the divine plan. This accelerated purging is indeed intense, but it is a necessary factor in paving the way for the manifestation of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace in the lives of humanity. The company of heaven is embracing the earth and all her life in powerful force fields of divine love and protection. In spite of the horrific things that we see taking place all over the world, nothing is happening by accident. Our I Am presence, which is our true God self, has agreed to assist us in whatever facet of the purging process we are each experiencing. Each of us has been preparing for eons of time to assist with this life-transforming cleansing process. And it's important for us to remember that we have all of the skill, knowledge, wisdom, and courage and strength that we need to succeed God victoriously. This is the moment that we've all been working toward. The moment we knew would one day arrive, but that we were afraid would not occur in our lifetime. This is the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness and chaos will be reversed, and the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace will be permanently established on Earth. For some time now, the Company of Heaven has been telling awakening humanity that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for us to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary facet of the divine plan. The viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth are beginning to flow from the realms of illumined truth into humanity's conscious minds and our hearts. In order to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakened people need to have the financial support so that we can bypass the old paradigms of greed and corruption, which caused the problems in the first place. At this very moment, there are patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that contain the practical solutions to our energy crisis, to global warming, disease, poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. Unfortunately, there are souls in embodiment who, through greed and the inequitable distribution of money, have been able to suppress the knowledge of these solutions and the corresponding technologies that are actually available to us right here and right now. This unbridled abuse of power is coming to an end. This is not occurring by chance, however. It is happening because of the tenacious and dedicated work of lightworkers around the world. Lightworkers everywhere have been magnetizing the fifth dimensional patterns of the new Earth into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of this planet for several decades. Because of this selfless service to the light and the unprecedented assistance we have received from the Company of Heaven, in August 2008, we reached that magical, critical mass. This created an unstoppable quantum shift that lifted Mother Earth and all her life out of the distorted patterns of humanity's miscreations and into the patterns of supreme harmony and balance, the archetypes for the new Earth. The legions of light in the realms of truth said that the year 2008 will go down in the annals of history as the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness was reversed by the unified efforts of lightworkers everywhere. The beings of light have affirmed that 2009 is the year in which the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God will be reclaimed as our divine birthright. 2009 numerically reverberates with the master number 11. 2 + 9 = 11. 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. During this momentous time, we will burst the paralyzing grip that our fragmented human consciousness has had on us for literally eons of time. This obsolete aspect of our personality has manipulated us for a long time since the fall of humanity. For eons, we have been controlled and manipulated into believing that we are only our physical bodies and that the physical plane of Earth is all that exists. This fallen, fear-based level of our consciousness accepts the illusion of lack and limitation. It also believes that for its survival, it has the right to do whatever is necessary in order to get what it wants, even if it means lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do is observe the atrocities taking place all over the world to confirm this statement. This is a new day on planet Earth, however, and we have reached a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is lifting us into the patterns of perfection and the archetypes for the new Earth. Your I Am Presence has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness because of the urgency of the hour and the need for your assistance and the assistance of all lightworkers on the planet. It is time for us to open up to the flow of God's abundance so that we can accelerate the manifestation of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance in the lives of all humanity. There are millions of souls now evolving on Earth who are awakening to the inner knowledge that recorded deep within their cellular memories is the divine law of prosperity. These souls know through every fiber of their beings that God is their supply, and they know that that supply is infinite. Yet often, even with that knowledge, their life experiences still reflect the lack of financial freedom. This paradox confirms the fact that even illumined souls on Earth who have the intellectual knowledge and wisdom of the laws of prosperity have powerful etheric records and memories from their past that are based in poverty consciousness. These etheric records and memories often repel money away from them, even though they may be vibrating at a subconscious level. Because of the need for money in our everyday lives just for our survival, we have developed a concern and a tremendous fear about it that often forms a block that prevents money from flowing into our lives. One of the most difficult things to truly believe and accept is that the supply of the universe is limitless and that everything we need already exists and is ours for the asking. What we have to do is apply the natural laws that govern the abundant supply of the universe and open up to the flow of God's abundance, lifting ourselves out of the consciousness of lack and limitation. In order to attain financial freedom, the first thing we must do is clear our relationship with money. We need to eliminate fear and realize that money is a source of energy, period. It is not some awesome entity that comes into our lives to wield its power over us and to rule our destiny. It is only because of our fear that we have allowed money to have that control over us. A great deal of the fear and confusion we have about money comes from childhood programming, misunderstanding, and religious dogma. It also comes from feelings of low self-esteem and unworthiness. One of the most erroneous concepts we have is the belief that somehow it is spiritual or part of our divine plan to suffer and to be poor. On the contrary, to say that poverty and lack are the will of God is actually blasphemous. Not one electron of energy is sent forth from the heart of God that is less than perfection. Therefore, poverty, which is most certainly less than perfection, has to be our own human miscreation. Poverty is not the will of God. And since it is actually a form of our misqualified energies that we have created through our belief in lack and limitation, it could actually be considered in religious terms as a sin, certainly not a virtue. Poverty is a vice, and it leads to all manner of crime, family problems, drug and alcohol abuse, tension, stress, high blood pressure, worry, and numerous other physical and mental problems. There is nothing righteous about it. So, first and foremost, we must accept that poverty is not a virtue. Acceptance of this truth will help us to let go of all of the previous programming that led us to feel guilty about attaining prosperity or even wanting prosperity in our lives. The next thing we need to do is look at our self-image. Often the feelings of unworthiness, which we usually take on at a very early age, convince us that we don't deserve to have the good things in life. We usually have difficulty imagining ourselves financially prosperous or imagining ourselves in the most wonderful circumstances possible. Somehow, we don't feel worthy of infinite abundance. I want to state emphatically that such belief is a lie. It is a misqualification of our thoughts and feelings, of our pure gift of energy from God. We need to get in touch with those feelings, recognize them for what they are, and transmute them back into light. We must begin loving ourselves more, appreciating our uniqueness, recognizing our gifts and talents, and accepting that we each have special gifts that we can offer this planet. And the time for us to start using our gifts to enhance the light of the world and life on this planet is now. We should love ourselves enough to give ourselves what we truly deserve, which is the very best. We can do a lot more good and help many more people if we have money than we can if we're poor. Money doesn't have to be an instrument of selfishness and greed. Instead, it can be a tool to expand our love and our gifts to the rest of the world. Since we usually use pain as our motivator, it is during our failures and our miserable periods that we develop the incentive to look for a better way and finally become willing to apply the natural laws of prosperity. From all outer appearances, I think we're miserable enough, don't you? I think with the global purging that is taking place in the economy, there is enough pain for all of us to go around. Let's apply the laws of prosperity now and draw the infinite abundance of God into our lives. Okay, so now that we've identified some of the reasons that we may have inadvertently chosen to hold ourselves in a state of financial limitation, we can let go of those concepts of negative thinking and begin developing a consciousness of prosperity. Prosperity thinking basically gives us the power to make our dreams come true, whether those dreams are concerned with increased wealth, better health, a happier personal life, more education, career success, a deeper spiritual life, or anything else that we'd like to create for ourselves. We are prosperous to the degree that we are experiencing peace, health, happiness, and plenty in our world. Failure is due to failure thinking. The Bible states, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is." Author James Allen once said, "Through his thoughts, man holds the key to every situation and contains within himself that transforming, regenerative agency by which he may make of himself what he wills." End quote. This is an extremely powerful statement. The laws that govern prosperity are just as sure and workable as the laws that govern mathematics, music, physics, and every other field of science. So let's talk about the laws of prosperity, which are ruled by the law of the circle, or as we often hear nowadays, the law of attraction. Science has concluded that every single thing existing in the universe is composed of electronic light substance, vibrating at different frequencies and different densities. Electrons, neutrons, protons, atomic and subatomic particles of life pulsating in every manifest form. There are two activities of this electronic light substance. One is radiation, which means projecting forth or sending out. The other is magnetization, which means pulling back or drawing in. familiar phrases that we have heard and used to describe these two activities are giving and receiving, cause and effect, action and reaction, sowing and reaping, supply and demand, in the in-breath and out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. This is, in actuality, the law of the circle, or the law of attraction. The basic law of prosperity is identical. And what that means is that what we radiate out through our thoughts, feelings, mental pictures, words, and actions, we are magnetizing into our lives and our physical experiences. If we are sending out thoughts and feelings of lack and limitation, bogged down with memories of unpleasant failure experiences, and worry and concern over not being able to pay our bills, or the fear that we won't have enough money to purchase our bodily needs, that misqualified energy, charged with fear and the vibration of poverty, is what we will draw into our lives and sustain in our lives. It is up to us to dare to radiate outward thoughts and feelings and actions of what we really want to experience in our lives, rather than to dwell on what it is that we are afraid of and what we don't want to experience. We must empower the visions of what we want to co-create in our lives, even in the face of all adversity. And these negative conditions in our lives can change as quickly as we change our thinking about them. We've all heard the expression, money begets money. And that is true because people who have money have developed true prosperity consciousness. They accept prosperity, they feel prosperous, they send out thoughts of prosperity, and they continually draw success and prosperity into their lives. Now, if that prosperity is attained at the expense of anyone else, or through greed and corruption and things that are unethical and not working toward the highest good of all concerned, they will certainly pay a price for it. We've all heard the expression that for the first 40 years, a man spends his energy and time accumulating his wealth. And for the next 40 years, he spends that energy and money to try to reclaim his health. This is an example of what happens when our wealth is obtained through unethical means. But when it is obtained through ethical means, through positive thinking and positive thoughts, with the highest good of all concerned, it catapults us forward into the infinite abundance of God. Now, I know it's a whole lot easier to think and feel and act prosperous when we have money than it is when we don't. But the important thing is that it is possible, and it is something that we must learn to do if we're going to attract prosperity into our lives. Every time we send out money, whether it is to buy groceries, or to pay a bill for entertainment, or whatever, we should bless it with gratitude for the service it is providing to us, and let it go freely, knowing that it is a source of energy, and like all energy, following the law of the circle, it will go out, expand, and return to us for more service. If we send our money forth grudgingly, bemoaning the high cost of living, fearing that we won't have enough to cover our expenses, hating to spend it on the necessities of life, and fearing that we won't have enough, we automatically create a block that blocks that flow and that return from the universe pouring into our lives. Now, this does not mean that we go out and charge things and spend money that we don't have, but it does mean that we recognize money as a source of energy that is providing a service to us. And we should accept it with gratitude and appreciation. It is important for us to take our attention off of poverty, lack, and limitation. And it is vital for us to be deliberate about wealth. Our thought forms are magnetic. Through persistence, confidence, and acceptance, we can draw the God supply of all good things into our lives. through the steps of creative visualization, we can set our goal of prosperity and begin developing true prosperity consciousness. Imagine, for instance, that you just won $1 million lottery. Just for a moment, imagine how that would feel. Feel the elation and buoyancy of receiving that prosperity. Experience the feeling of success. Now visualize all of the things that you would do with that money. Visualize yourself going to the bank and depositing your check. See yourself joyously paying off all of your debts and absorb that feeling of freedom. Visualize yourself now buying the things you have wanted and needed. See yourself helping friends and loved ones who need assistance. Visualize yourself now as you invest your money wisely so that it will grow and expand and continue to serve you. See yourself contributing generous amounts of money to charities, organizations, and causes that you want to support that are improving life on this planet. Experience the happiness and the sense of fulfillment as you see your money not only adding to the joy of your own life, but improving life for others on the planet as well as you send it forth and it expands and returns to you. Even though you may not win $1 million lottery, it is the feeling of the success and abundance that we need to generate in order to create a magnetic force field and draw prosperity into our lives. Hold on to that feeling of buoyancy and joy and feel that prosperity continually throughout the day. Don't give power to outer world appearances by dwelling on lack and limitation and worrying about the money you don't have. Instead, handle the situations in your life as an objective observer, knowing always that regardless of what is occurring, you're handling it effectively in this moment, and the supply of the universe is infinite, and through the way you're handling the money in your prosperity consciousness, the abundance is on its way back to you. Then make positive affirmations, such as this one, and let the words of this affirmation resonate in your heart of hearts as you begin to really experience this momentum of prosperity. Just for a moment, feel the infinite flow of abundance in your life. Feel that joy and let these words resonate in your heart. I am prosperity. I let go of the misconception that anyone or anything can withhold from me all that this abundant universe has for me now. I am an open door, and all kinds of riches are flowing into my life now. I am an irresistible magnet with the power to draw to myself the supply of all good things according to the thoughts, feelings, and mental pictures I continually hold in my consciousness. I realize that I am responsible for my life situation, and I have the power to create whatever I wish in my life. As of this moment, I choose to create for myself a life of health, success, happiness, love, and prosperity. I know that this universe is filled with God's abundance, and I accept these riches into my life now. I choose infinite abundance for myself and for all humanity. I know all of my needs will be perfectly met at all times. Rapid changes come in all aspects of my life as I now open my mind to the infinite resources of this universe. All of my financial affairs are now in perfect divine order. I love doing my work, and I am richly rewarded, both creatively and financially. I give my love, my gifts, my all, and I am therefore rich, well, and happy now. I am prosperity. Beloved legions of light, I ask through the divine momentum of the empowered energy flowing into the planet on this sacred and holy day to amplify and secure this affirmation in my heart flame and the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. I return my consciousness to the room, and I absorb and listen to these words. In order for us to eliminate poverty in our lives, we must release and transmute all of the etheric records and memories of the past that vibrate at any level of poverty consciousness. We must then create new etheric blueprints of poverty consciousness, of prosperity consciousness, and reprogram the blueprints and archetypes for the new earth into every level of our mind, feelings, actions, and beliefs. Because of the urgency of the hour and the criticalness of this moment on earth, God and the legions of light from the realms of the living truth have evaluated humanity's greatest need. And it has been determined by even the illumined souls on the planet. It has been determined that even the illumined souls on the planet have to go far too far to go to eliminate poverty in their lives through the natural progression of evolution without divine intervention. The light on the planet has been expanding daily and hourly for several decades, and through the unified efforts of millions of awakened light workers who have joined together in consciousness for global meditations and planetary healing. A planetary security system, which expands from heart to heart through the light workers, has been anchored now deep within Earth's crystal grid system. The Company of Heaven is sustaining and expanding this crystal grid system. This has caused the vibratory rate of the planet to increase at a greatly accelerated pace. Whenever large numbers of souls volunteer to selflessly expand the light of the world, special cosmic dispensations are granted, and additional amounts of light from the heart of God are released to balance humanity's efforts. The additional allotment of energy is always released in the world in a way that will fulfill humanity's greatest need. It has been determined by the Godhead that the greatest need of the hour is the elimination of poverty and the activation of the flow of God's abundance into the lives of awakened light workers. Unfortunately, illumined souls who are truly striving to improve the quality of life on the planet often consider poverty a virtue from their past experiences. And this is creating a very difficult challenge. As we awaken, we begin to perceive the magnitude of our purpose and reason for being. As the divine ideas from the mind of God flow into our consciousness, we are recognizing ways and means of developing tangible alternatives to our present course of action, which appears at the present time to be planetary destruction. The ideas are wonderful and resonate with mutual respect for all life on Earth. There are ideas for alternative energy and fuel systems that will not pollute the air or use up our limited resources. Ideas for our alternative plans for food production that will feed the entire planet. Ideas for alternative economic systems that will bring prosperity and abundance to all humanity. Ideas for alternative health systems that will allow each person access to optimum treatment for their particular affliction. And ideas for alternative ways of disposing of the recycling our excess so that our beloved Earth will flourish. And there are limitless other ideas for alternatives that will transform this planet into freedom's holy star. It is time for us to recognize and accept that we live in the physical plane of existence and that we must deal with this physical reality. That means if we're going to bring these new innovative ideas into physical manifestation, we must utilize the existing means of exchange, which at the present time is money. It is time for us to awaken and open to the limitless flow of God's abundance so that we can have the necessary money to accomplish the magnificent goals and ideas that are pouring into our consciousness from the realms of illumined and truth. It is time for us to bring these ideas into physical reality. Now, in order for us to accomplish this feat in the allotted time, we are receiving divine intervention. The most intensified activity of the law of forgiveness ever manifest in the history of time is being released into the atmosphere of Earth. This violet flame is pouring forth from the very heart of God, and it is vibrating with the frequency of the fifth dimension. These are frequencies of perfection that we have never been able to withstand before on this planet. Since the shift of vibration that took place on the planet during harmonic convergence in August of 1987, the vibratory rate of the planet has been increasing, and we're now able to withstand higher frequencies of this energy. This light is pouring into our hearts and minds, and the company of heaven is assisting us. It had always been said that God needs a body. The law is that in order for this magnificent light to flow into the physical plane, it must be drawn through the divinity, the divine spark that is pulsating in the heart of humanity, those life streams that are living in the physical plane of Earth. This simply means that even though those blended gifts of light are pouring into the atmosphere of Earth, if we don't invoke them into our lives and project this light into our life experiences through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we will not receive the benefit of this violet flame of forgiveness. And we will not be able to accelerate the level of our permanent financial freedom at the pace that is needed and that is being given to us through this divine intervention. So today, during this incredibly powerful time, let's invoke the gift of this divine light into the physical plane of Earth, and let's transmute our poverty consciousness and the poverty consciousness of all humanity. Please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Feel your hands resting gently in your lap with your palms facing upward. Breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Beloved, I am presence blazing in my heart. I know and accept that you have taken command of my four earthly bodies. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now raised up in vibration, and they are being integrated into your radiant presence. Through this process, my awareness is increasing, and I begin to clearly hear your still, small voice within me. I know that you respond to my every call for assistance, and I am beginning to experience your exquisite vibrations. My entire being is now flooded with light. My consciousness is open to the influx of your spiritual energy. From this new level of awareness, I know, as never before, that you are in me and I am in thee. I know you are me. I am a radiant being of light, and I am one with the energy and vibration that is the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance. I am that I am. Within this frequency of light, I release and let go of all of the behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I release every pattern and frequency that is less than the infinite flow of God's abundance. Change is manifesting through divine grace and love within my being now. I am in the divine flow of my I Am presence, and through this activity, the violet flame of God's infinite abundance is flowing in through and around every frequency of vibration that I have ever released in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that is qualified with poverty consciousness. I now realize that I am able to transmute through the power of this sacred gift of the violet flame of forgiveness, the mass consciousness of poverty. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money flows into and around this violet flame of forgiveness. Under the direction of my I Am presence and the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released in any part of life by humanity at this time and in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is surfacing to be transmuted by the violet flame of forgiveness. The transformation is taking place as each electron enters the violet flame and is instantly transmuted. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into the frequency of prosperity and God's infinite abundance. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than God's perfection. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than God's infinite prosperity. I am a force of the violet flame of forgiveness, greater than anything less than the infinite abundance of God. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now turn my attention to the room and become aware of my physical body as I allow these energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Beloved ones, stay focused on this light throughout these remaining days of this unique opportunity. And remember that the 2nd of February is a powerful lunar eclipse that will seal all of these energies permanently in the highest possible frequencies of the fifth dimension. Thank you for joining with me today. And tune in with us next week as we continue our activity of adding to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Take Charge of Your Life.